Hi, I'm your host, Brittany Mitchell. If you'd like to hear my story, go back to episode one. Does what you do now dictate what kind of fall you'll have? If you're like my family was, we dreaded the fall because of the sniffling, the sneezing, and the coughing and the hacking that fall always brings. We used to brace ourselves by going to the pharmacy and stocking up on all kinds of things that we were going to need because things were passed from one person to another and everyone would get it too, regardless if they thought they had a good immune system or not. When essential oils entered into the picture, I started seeing pictures that read, "Support your immune system," and pictured two or three of different essential oils. I started seeing these posts pop up around midsummer, which kind of puzzled me as to why they would be talking about the fall now. This is midsummer, you know. So I am going to ask you again, does what you do now really dictate what kind of fall you're actually going to have? The short answer is yes, but the long one is where you start to understand why supporting your immune system now is necessary to have a great fall. When you start supporting your immune system, the essential oils will go to work removing toxins in your system before they can actually do what they're intended to do. So this takes your body a little while to do, so being consistent with what you're doing is a must, so that your essential oils will actually do what you're asking them to do. Now, I'm not saying that we never get sick, but we don't worry about it as much as we used to. We have things in our toolbox now to help us along the way to staying well. Now that you know why you should start supporting your immune system sooner rather than later, let's look at some essential oils that my family uses to support our immune systems now and into the fall. So first up is thieves. It was used by grave robbers during the 15th century, and I like to diffuse it every night in my diffuser. Oregano. I like to use 6 drops in a capsule with 2 drops of cinnamon to give a little extra boost to our immune system when I feel like we need it. Cinnamon we usually use with oregano for a little extra immune support when we need it. Frankincense. It's great for an overall immune support. Tea tree. It opens airways and can help clean up mold and mildew if you happen to have any of those in the house. Rosemary. It helps to support your circulatory system and your immune system. Eucalyptus. Great for respiratory support. Lemon. It decloxes and cleans your cell receptors to help your cells work better. Lavender. It's very relaxing and calming. It's also called the Swiss Army knife of essential oils. It's great for a first aid kit. Peppermint. Great when mixed with lavender and lemon for the changes of the leaves during the fall. Check back every Thursday for a new episode, or click the subscribe button to get notifications.